Protesters of a controversial Midwest oil pipeline marched through downtown Syracuse over the weekend. The Onondaga Nation organized the event to show solidarity with the Native American reservations in North Dakota, where the pipeline is being built. WRVO's Payne Horning reports.
City by city, lock by lock, we stand with standing rock.
Hundreds in the Unity March Saturday walked 6 miles from the Onondaga Nation Arena to downtown Syracuse, carrying signs about protecting water sources. The protesters to the Dakota Access Pipeline gathered in Clinton Square, where they sang and danced. It was vastly different from the demonstrations at the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation in North Dakota, where opposition has turned hostile. Police have begun arresting protesters and using militarized tactics like rubber bullets to stop them from halting construction on the pipeline. Brian Patterson from the Oneida Indian Nation says the situation is only getting worse.
The drill for under the water is in sight of the camp. They are marching and harassing the camps every day. Every day.
Other representatives from the Central New York Native American Nations urged those at the Syracuse event to support the Standing Rock Reservation with donations for their legal defense or visiting the front lines themselves. They fear that if the pipeline is built, it could pollute the area's water source. Gene Shenandoah from the Onondaga Nation compared it to the heavily contaminated Onondaga Lake.
Look where we are, a stone's throw from this toxic pit of industrial waste right here, this body of water that bears our name.
Honeywell International is still working to clean Onondaga Lake from its decades of pollution. In Syracuse, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.
Governor Andrew Cuomo says he is honoring the result of the presidential election, but will fight against what he called the hateful attitudes that pervaded the campaign, like white nationalism, misogyny, and xenophobia. Cuomo released an open letter expressing his thoughts on the election won by Donald Trump last week. He says Trump is owed an open mind and a chance to lead. Cuomo has ordered investigations into 2 episodes over the last week of alleged hate crimes. Both included swastikas. One was at a field in Wellsville in Allegheny County, the other at SUNY Geneseo.